With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Democrat leaders today among those taking part in the No Kings rally here in Washington and around the country. Several events like that are set to take place. Republicans, by and large, are dismissing the event, saying it's nothing more than an effort to smear President Trump by suggesting he is an authoritarian tyrant. And Speaker Mike Johnson even said the event should actually be called the Hate America rally because many of the things being demonstrated against in the name of President Trump are, in fact, just basic American freedoms and values. More Democrats now say they approve of the job the president's doing. 47% of respondents to the latest AP NORC survey say they approve of the way the president has handled the crisis in Gaza. That is higher than the previous poll, and some of that rise comes from Democrats. It is Israel identifying now the remains of a 76-year-old hostage who was handed over by Hamas. He was among those abducted in that bloody October 7, 2023 raid. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says President Trump's accomplishments are undeniable, but there is a word of caution.
There are tremendous heavy lifts awaiting, not the least of which, perhaps the primary of which, is the demilitarization of Gaza and disarming Hamas.
Dr. Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week. Shohei Ohtani hit three home runs and pitched shutout ball into the seventh inning as the Los Angeles Dodgers closed out their series manager, Dave Roberts.
You know, what he did on the mound, what he did at the bat, he created a lot of memories for a lot of people. And so for us to, you know, have a game-clinching, to do it in a game-clinching game at home, wins the NLCS MVP, pretty special, and I'm just happy to be able to go along for the ride.
The Dodgers now returning to the World Series. This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham on his way back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist has announced that he will take his God Loves You tour to Manchester in October of 2026. Graham was in the UK over the summer this year, and he says he selected Manchester because it has been the scene of terrorist attacks lately. Meanwhile, he is gearing up for the final overseas trip of 2025 on his schedule. He will preach the gospel in Brazil on November 7th and 8th. The event will take place in a stadium in Buenos Aires. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Open Doors International now says a lack of Bibles is hindering Christian growth in many countries, especially many in Africa. The ministry says in some cases people are coming to know Christ through the work of missionaries, but without a Bible or the ability to read it, they slip into error. Open Doors points to tribal people in Malaysia, many who grow up in Christian homes but still do things like go to witch doctors. This is SRN News. The Australian government has begun a public education campaign with tips on how to wean children away from social media.
It's all ahead of a world-first national 16-year age limit taking effect. Australian E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says information on her agency's website explained the new laws. It also offered checklists and conversation starters about ways to make the transition. Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms could be fined millions starting in December if they don't take steps to prevent young Australians from holding accounts. Australia's age restriction is being watched closely. Keith Peters, Washington.
Hospitals and doctors' offices are inviting singers and musicians to help patients manage their pain. No one's suggesting a catchy song can completely eliminate serious pain, but music's ability to help manage and reduce pain is getting more and more attention. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.